What's going on, people? Mike C. Town here with another Dead End Hip Hop solo album review, and today I'm going to talk about the album by Open Mike Eagle and Paul White entitled Hella Personal Film Festival. I know this has been out for a while, and I should have reviewed this weeks ago, but you know the beauty of having your own channel? You do shit on your own time. So I get to shit when I want to get to shit, and that rules. Open Mike Eagle, in case you've been hiding in a fucking dumpster, he's a rapper from Los Angeles, California, and I'm sure by now you know his name or at least some of his work. Paul White is someone I wasn't really familiar with. I had to look him up and discovered that he's a UK-based producer, which, given the sound of a lot of these beats, is really interesting. The beats are soulful, they're mellow, while varied in the type of mellow that they are, and they come off as very sample-based, which I guess is not that crazy, given that he's from the UK, but regardless. But what is crazy, if it's actually true, is that I read that Paul White actually plays a lot of the instruments that he samples. Like, he does the dreamy guitar work himself, and some of the weird, glitchy, Nintendo-ish sounds, and some of the percussion sounds. And I don't know if that's all true at all, but if it is, that's really dope. The second this started, I was like, how is Mike gonna rap over this? Not that he's not capable, but more so, how is it gonna sound? Because this is a slightly different sound for him. And immediately the answer is very well. He raps on this very well. The beats of this album, as I said, are very smooth and mellow, and it turns out the sound works perfectly for Mike's voice, just as well as any project he's done where he produces a lot of the tracks himself. What's always so great about the way Open Mike Eagle raps is how he's able to pull you into his world, his very wordy world. And even though you may not know exactly what he's talking about, you're either going to listen to it over and over again until you figure it out, or you're going to simply enjoy the way his voice sounds while rapping and just be comfortable with that. Like the line in the second song, I went outside today. The American part of my mind's too swollen. If I was a font, I would hate Times New Roman. Is he saying because the American part of his mind has taken over so much of his brain that he chooses to randomly hate overly average things for no reason, like Times New Roman? Or is he saying that he's so abnormal that if he were a font, he would have this sort of disdain for the painfully normal, Times New Roman being one of the most used fonts? Him and Aesop Rock are a great fit too. Aesop Rock is another one of those MCs whose words don't always connect, but the way he says things and the words he picks to express himself makes him so dope. Yeah, I feel so uppity. Peter Piper picked the purple stuff before the Sunny D. Check to Check is a great track. Really catchy and had a great almost electro-ish beat here. And I'm pretty sure I remember him doing this song live last time I saw him. But this is easily one of the better songs on here because I love the angle he goes with here. On the surface, we would listen to a song like this and assume he's going at it from an angle we would in our everyday life, which is paycheck to paycheck. But instead, he's talking about our addiction to social media and our addiction to being punched in to the electric world around us. You know, checking his phone, checking social media, you know, checking into places on Facebook, just constantly checking his phone to see what's going on while he's actually ignoring the real world around him. Another standout track to me is Dang is Invincible. And basically, it just sounds like it's a song about having a good-ass day. Nothing exceptional happens to him, but it's just like there's no bullshit happening, right? So he wakes up without a hangover, he has a good-ass burrito, he throws some trash in the trash basket from across the room and makes it swish. Just small shit that adds up to making your day good as shit. I really enjoyed the track Smiling. Not a new concept or anything, but just laid out in a really interesting way, as Open Mike Eagle always does, and the beat for the song was fantastic. I know full well every white's not a racist, but every black man's not a sex-crazed rapist. Basically, this is a song about people basically ignoring and avoiding you because of your skin color, unless there's some sort of show that you're putting on for them, which I can definitely relate to. I think most black people can probably relate to this. Today I saw a lady say hi to a stranger, then avoid my eyes like I'm a white person strangler. Again, a simple concept, but laid out in a hilarious way that still hits home. This is something that sounds far-fetched to some, or flat out ridiculous to others, but let me tell you, it definitely happens. You know, that part where he's talking about how he doesn't want the woman's dumb yoga pants or the fur with the octopus. Most of you would look at me as a relatively unassuming person, but being a black guy with dreads, I can tell you, it happens to me quite a bit. You know, the cautious side eye or the sly grabbing of the purse. At this point in my life, I just find it hilarious. Lastly, another song that I really liked was Drunk Dreaming. Just another great concept of being so tipsy you see the world totally different. Another thing that I can relate to. But it's just the way Mike vividly lays out the random shit that he sees. You know, a tiny Obama on a drone, MLK riding by in a bus and yelling, "Mike, you the motherfucking man." Overall, I really enjoyed this record. It was fun. It was creative. Paul White's beats, they didn't really hit me over the head, which would have been cool since I wasn't familiar with him before this. But the beats all worked. They worked well. None of them blew me away, but none of them stuck out as being shitty or weak either. It's just that I didn't walk away from this project saying I need to go search out more Paul White-produced projects. But I feel like Paul White walked in at a disadvantage, you know, because not many of the people I know go to an Open Mike Eagle project really paying that much attention to the beats. You know, it's more so the words and the cadence that carry his projects. But this one, this team up, it worked out really well. And I wouldn't be sad to hear something else from these guys together. So that's it. If you guys have heard this project and you have an opinion about it, let me know about it. Put it in the comment section down there. And stay tuned. There are a lot of hip-hop albums that have come out recently that I need to cover. So stay tuned to my channel because there's going to be quite a few review videos coming out very quickly. As usual, thank you for living, thank you for loving, thank you for being you, and I will see you guys next time. Alright? Peace, bitches!